Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
All right, this might be a little bit of a deep cut. Do you hear that, though? It's Friday Night Lights, baby! That's Friday
well
Night
done.
Lights! Clear eyes, full heart.
Can't lose.
Okay, thank you, fellas. Jeez, maybe we'll rehearse that for the next sports update.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good Friday morning to you on this wet start to a holiday weekend. This issue on the roadways, that's really going to slow things down. We got at least, what, three cars involved. There was a Debbie 43 northbound, you said, near Brown Street.
So. Yeah, northbound 43 at Brown, or well, just technically they're calling it at North Avenue, okay. So it's a little north of Brown Street.
They're getting out of their vehicles, too, I'm seeing there, so be careful.
Yeah.
That's a really tight spot over there. If you're familiar, it curves to the left after you come out of downtown. So we're looking at a lot of big trucks, a lot of cars. It is bumper to bumper through there right now.
It is. You want to be extra careful, please.
All right. Thank you for that, Debbie Lazaga. She'll be on it all morning long. Hopefully they can clear that one quicker than what they cleared yesterday on the interstate. So today is expected to be a busy getaway day, whether you're headed into work or not. You can expect some people on the roadways and traveling.
TSA says it'll screen more than 17 million travelers from now until next Wednesday.
Yes, 17 million people are going to be screened. TSA just comes up with a number. ABC's Faith Abube there reporting from Atlanta. So Thursday did see more than 52,000 flights taking off. That's quite a bit.
And millions more are hitting the road.
Yeah, of course, there's also the millions who are going to be driving. Now, according to AAA, travel during this weekend is expected to be up 9%. Compared to 2023. So more people are going to be getting on the road.
A lot of people are driving out of town this Labor Day holiday, partly because of lower prices at the gas pumps.
Okay, that's CBS's Roxana Saberi there. So prices about down in some areas, almost 40 cents. So that's prompting more of us to drive.
I suppose so. I mean, it makes sense. Like if you're flying out to the Twin Cities, yeah, it's probably going to cost more than hopping in the minivan and taking mom and the kids off to visit Grandma Carol in Apple Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Typically with any holiday, 85 to 90% of travelers go by car.
Is that right? So 80 to 90%
of us. You seem so enthralled with these statistics, Eric.
They come up with these numbers. That's AAA's Janet Tidwell there. So yeah, so most people typically drive. Why would that be?
It's the most convenient and likely the most cost-effective for a family.
Yeah, it is more cost-effective than flying to Wausau. We might as well just drive. So anyway, where are the people going if they are flying today? The most searched destinations on Hopper were New York City, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Not sure if why those three?
Three of the four corners, I guess. We're touching all of it. But sorry, Miami.
Wherever you may be going, Godspeed and safe travel. 6:14, we get to sports in a minute.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Yeah, let's play two, and the Brewers will today and tonight. More on that in a moment. First things first, football is back. College football, that is. Wisconsin Badgers begin the regular season tonight against Western Michigan at Camp Randall. It's the first of seven scheduled home games this season.
But there could be more thanks to an expanded college football playoff that now includes 12 teams instead of four.
It makes college football better.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell also believes the expanded playoff will serve as a player retention tool.
They all want an opportunity to not only play in the playoffs, but play for championships. And we're opening up a new avenue. We're going to give a lot more opportunities for a lot of different teams, and it'll be better for college football in the long run.
Home opponents for the Badgers this season include Alabama, Penn State, and Oregon.
Oof.
Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
They got a rough
schedule. That's an early schedule.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, expanded playoffs. You never know. Kickoff for tonight's game scheduled for 8 o'clock. It was another great pitching outing from the crew at AmFam yesterday. Aaron Civale, seven innings, shutout innings, I should should say. 7 strikeouts, 2 hits, 2 walks. Aaron Ashby also closing things down out of the pen. Now, that's a recent move for the former starting pitcher. So when you think of coming out of the bullpen, right, you think of handling like the middle innings, maybe like the 5th, 6th, 7th, somewhere in that range. It kind of depends on how well your starting pitcher's going. Well, Savali pitched a gem, went into the 8th. Only 92 pitches thrown, and Ashby was able to lock it down. So the Brewers take the win against the Giants. That's 2 of 3. Now a magic number check-in. 19. That's to clinch the division. 20 is to finish better than the Cubs. But let's just look at the playoff clinching scenarios. Yeah. Once we get in, then we can start talking about getting out of the wild card. But we will keep an eye on that. 19, your magic number. As I said, doubleheader today. It's the Brewers taking on the Reds in Cincinnati. First pitch for the first game, scheduled for 11:40, which means our coverage starts here on WTMJ at 11:05 this morning. This is a makeup game for a game that was postponed back in April. It's a code red. Colin Ray starting on the mound for the Crew. Game 2, scheduled for 5:40 this evening.
Those games, by the way, it was so boring later on in the game yesterday that Uke started to just kind of, his mind started to wander.
Who do you think came up with the amount of days in a year and all that stuff?
Just
who the Romans was?
Who did that?
You talking way back when?
Got to be some cave guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, it's 6:18. We got to get to a break here because we got issues on the roads that we want to get to Debbie Lazica for, 43 northbound. So we'll get to that in 1 minute.
Somebody who, you know, had a couple too many one night and
Mitchell swings and misses and it's 0-1.
Came up with 30 days in a month, and then the next day when he sobered up, I make it 31.
Wisconsin's Morning News, happy Friday to you. Vince is back next week after the holiday. Eric Bilstad along with Adam Roberts.
So, Eric, you're a homeowner. You've been one for a while out there in Menominee Falls. In fact, most of our Morning News team here are homeowners themselves, except for myself. Been looking at the market after I get married, trying to figure out, okay, what are my options? We hear all the time about how the market has not been kind to buyers. Homes are pretty expensive. Milwaukee is no exception. And of course, we've also heard about how Milwaukee's trying to fight back against those rising prices, trying to diversify your housing stock, if you will. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new project that is currently underway. It's expected to break ground next year. It's called River Trail Commons. And what's different about this, as I have learned through talking with the person who is starting it, is it's called co-housing. Now, if you think of that term and think, okay, where have I heard this before? You may have heard of what's called co-op housing, where there's about, you know, a handful of buildings that are owned by a group, and then they're doled out to individual homeowners. You don't really own the property. Well, this is a little bit different. So this would be a situation where there's a group of houses, and this project has about 40 or so, and each one of them you would own. You would buy that property for yourself. You'd own it. You'd have the deed, free and clear, yours. But there would be shared resources and shared spaces that you would utilize with your neighbors, essentially. So think about, you know, if you don't own a lawnmower, for instance, or if you don't own a weed whacker, you would share, the group would share your home with all the other homes, weed whackers, lawnmowers. And in this project, there would even be a shared electric vehicle, which I found very interesting because I don't own a car. But for those who also don't, I can't imagine you'd want to go to the clipboard and try to figure out who's got the electric vehicle.
So essentially you share different useful house items with other people that live next to you.
Yeah, her lady is Nola Hitchcock Cross. She's an attorney here in the city, and she's also kind of pushing the project. And she described it to me as a way that, you know, you don't always use the things that are in your garage. Sometimes they sit and gather dust. And this way, it'd be a better way to share the resources.
If there is something that needs to be done, you know, it's going to be addressed by everybody, and we're not alone to deal with everything that goes wrong all by ourselves.
Because as a homeowner, I'm sure you know that those little things will sneak up on you, and it's always the thing you least expect.
Yeah, but also, I can mow the lawn whenever I want because I have a lawnmower.
It's a valid point. I immediately thought of Vince when I was talking about this. Like, I cannot imagine Vince would want to share his mower with everyone in the group.
I can see how that could work, but there would have to be some logistics you'd have to figure out, I suppose.
Exactly. And the other thing I thought of, too, is, okay, let's say you move into this property, and I'm not trying to dig on it at all, but I'm thinking, okay, what if you want to leave? Like, how does that work if all the houses are kind of in a group together? Is selling that property different because of the way it's set up. And according to NOLA, that's not the case.
The difference is, though, that the person who's coming in has to be a fit, meaning, you know, they want to be part of the community. They understand what that means. They have their eyes wide open.
Which I guess also makes sense. And I immediately thought of, okay, if you're in a group of houses, think not necessarily like HOA, but similar-ish,
okay,
where
yeah.
someone, you know, maybe has a lawn sign that you don't agree with. Does the rest of the group then suddenly get together and go, John, could you take down the 40-foot tall Make America Great Again sign? I mean, it's right into the middle of the grounds.
That's a good question. See, there'd have to be some kind of bylaw, right?
For yeah, different things. And I think Nola said there's an orientation process that new home buyers would go through to make sure you're the right fit for what they're looking for. So obviously there's a lot still to parse through. I did a write-up on this on WTMJ.com. And there's a meeting that's coming up next month where they'll share more details for those very questions we just asked.
What if it's like a heavy snow and there's only one snowblower?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tight area. It's in the River West neighborhood, so things are pretty tight.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what do you do if Don lent the snowblower to Mary in house four and said, oh, well, my daughter up the city needed it, so I kind of just drove it to her. Like, now you got to go find the one snowblower.
Yeah. No.
So if you want to learn more about it, you can text house, H-O-U-S-E, to the WTMJ talk and text line. That's 855-616-1620. We'll send you a link to that. Co-housing, a new opportunity for Milwaukee homeowners coming later, hopefully next year.
Interesting. That's very unique. Guess who's going to the chapel? That story coming up at 6:45.
Wisconsin businesses are going to get an opportunity coming up soon to work on a nationwide sporting event.
The NFL Draft Source Program is looking for applicants ahead of the 2025 draft in Green Bay. Source lead for the NFL Draft, Myesha Boyce, tells Wisconsin's Midday News what kind of businesses they're looking for.
Everything from event production to security, traffic management, finance, legal, graphic design.
And the application process is competitive.
We're absolutely looking for event-ready businesses. This program is not meant to help people build their capacity to get ready. We're looking for the businesses that are ready to do business now.
Jessica Gatso, WTMJ News.
Yeah, if you want to expand your footprint, I'd say the NFL draft's a pretty good place to do that.
It's a great opportunity, too.
Hundreds of thousands of people potentially moving through that tiny little city.
Oh,
not
my gosh.
Tiny, mid-sized. Don't want to hate it. Don't want to diss anyone in Green Bay. You're not a small town. It's a mid-sized city.
That's fantastic, though. This is a great opportunity to start to, I mean, there's going to be a lot of parties, a lot of events. I mean, the convention center right now in downtown Milwaukee has all these event planners here, and there's thousands of them. So there's plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, if they can't get in and sounds like things are being booked into the 2030s, they should visit Milwaukee or they should send them up. Hey, there's another city right up the street that you could maybe get some stuff done in.
43 northbound north of Milwaukee is shut down right now. We'll check in with Debbie Lazica, get an update next. Ooh, we got ourselves another playlist in honor of the Labor Day holiday weekend. There it is, Huey. Okay, so.
And the news.
Greg Pancake Hill, as he likes to do, created a set list for us to play during our Labor Day weekend parties, our grill outs, our boat taking out of the waters, whatever it is you're doing this weekend. And if you text the word work to the WTMJ Talk and Text line, you can get his set list, 855-616-1620. You're welcome. And by the way, he is taking suggestions, right?
Always. Yep.
Okay,
take requests, throw them in.
So this is a little bit unique. Labor Day is a little bit more of a unique holiday to find music for. So this, I mean, it's open. There's options here.
Yeah, you can go basically run the gambit of, I immediately think, anything Men at Work. Bam. Easy.
Well,
lemon
yeah.
squeezy.
I suppose.
But you can get a little more, you can widen your gap a little bit more than that, too.
Let's pull back a little bit on anything by Men at Work.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
All right. But yes, please text them in, and we do have that set list, and he'll keep adding to it, and then you can use it at your heart's desire all holiday weekend long. Keep our eye on the traffic at 6:44. We have lots of sports in 1 minute.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
All right, this might be a little bit of a deep cut. Do you hear that, though? It's Friday Night Lights, baby! That's Friday
well
Night
done.
Lights! It is Friday night lights for the Wisconsin Badgers. Is that too deep? You can tell.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose. Yeah, clear eyes, full hearts.
The Badgers take the home field tonight against Western Michigan in a year number two under head coach Luke Fickell.
Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell is excited and also curious.
Obviously, a lot to be excited about. There's a lot of unknowns.
Why?
Week one in college football is different than any other sport. Because we have no preseason game. We have no scrimmage, right? It's probably the only sport that you don't have some idea, some type of competition with another group that you can, you know, get a little bit of a better idea of where you are. And, you know, but I don't know that you do get used to that. Each and every year, week one is so unique.
The Badgers begin the season unranked for the first time since 2016. Greg Mancik, WTMJ News.
Clear eyes, full heart.
Can't lose.
Okay, thank you, fellas. Jeez, maybe we'll rehearse that for the next sports update. Kickoff for tonight's game scheduled 4-8. Brewers, meanwhile, out on the road for a doubleheader against the Reds, coming off yet another awesome pitching performance from the crew's two errands. That's Savali and Ashby. Savali threw a gem, 7 shutout innings and 92 pitches. 7 strikeouts, by the way. Aaron Ashby coming out of the bullpen, too. Sealed the blank sheet, that is, for the Brewers, taking 2 of 3 against the Giants. Again, the Reds coming up today. I was going to say this afternoon. It's technically not this afternoon because first pitch scheduled for 11:40, which 11:05 coverage starts right here on WTMJ. A little early lunch baseball for you all. And then the second game set to start at 5:40.
This is one of those day-night doubleheaders, right?
Yes, yeah, so a makeup of a rainout game back in April.
All right.
We will have our dissertation on gravitational pull when we return.
Yeah, they got in some really good stuff yesterday.
It was pretty awesome, I do have to say.
We are in first place, y'all. That's what that means, and we were up by 6.
Hey, guess who's getting married?
His name is Giannis.
Yes. Yanni and his longtime partner, Mariah Riddlesbrigger, are finally tying the knots.
Finally.
They call it a secret ceremony, but I don't know if
it's we're talking about it, so it wasn't a great secret.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's got some great details on it, and Greek media is all over this. It's a 3-day wedding. It's taking place through the weekend in Greece. It's an area of sandy beaches, luxury resorts. So there's a lot going on. They have a special day today. Then they have a different ceremony tomorrow. It's called a hybrid ceremony today. They will announce their commitment to spending the rest of their lives together. 200 guests, according to the paper, including VIPs like LeBron James, ooh, Serena Williams. Ooh. Mbappe is going to be there. They say unless he's got a game.
It's the middle of the season. It just started.
Hey, come on. He can't let his main man Yanni down.
Yeah, I suppose.
Also, there, Alex Lazzari. So he gets to be there, former Bucks executive. So he is there, it sounds like. So congratulations to Giannis and Mariah, who are in Greece getting married this weekend. So how about that? Do they have a garter toss? Like, would you love this
next question.
To Lopez? I don't want to even go out there if Lopez is standing there. Like, what's the point with all these basketball players? I'm not going.
I was wondering if Kylian Mbappe introduces himself, or if LeBron James, hello, nice to meet you. Oh, yeah. You're Giannis's cousin.
If you could go around the room and everyone just introduce who you are.
Real quick. How many Instagram followers do you have? 80 million?
I also forgot to mention here.
Table 4 for you, sir.
It does say that the chicken dance will be the main dance.
Required.
No chicken dance. Hey, great news. 43 northbound is open. Debbie Lazga reports. We'll get to her next.
There we go.
Don't forget, we are taking your requests as well. We do have a set list in honor of the Labor Day holiday weekend. Greg Pancake Hill is playing only music about Labor Day or work or however he interprets it.
The old chestnut of the Labor Day song.
Text the word work and you can get that playlist, 855-616-1620. Also, you can give us your suggestions as well. Too tired to cook. ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel, who is wont to work.
Hey, what's happening?
You enjoy the long days.
I do, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. From time to time, depending upon the day. For example, this past Tuesday, did Jen, Gabe, and Chewy 7 to 9, yep, filled in on Greeny on ESPN network from 9 to 11, had On the Tee back on 94.5 ESPN, right, our little golf show from 6 until 7. Yeah. So, yeah.
So I appreciate that. Yeah, we respect you for your ability. A new survey from Talker Research, Gabe, finds that 8 in 10 Americans are too tired to cook when they get home from work. In fact, people in the survey said that on some days they've fallen asleep while cooking dinner. Have you ever worked so much that...
Okay, read that again.
20% say they have fallen asleep.
One in five people. Like, so if we bring one more person into here, you know, and obviously including Pancake over there, one of us is likely to have fallen asleep while making dinner. That's what we're doing?
So if you put in a pizza... And it's like a 12-minute deal.
Okay, wait. I love Palermo's as next as the next guy, right? Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
There you go.
But you're falling asleep? Well, first of all, does that count as cooking? Does making a frozen pizza count as cooking? I don't know if that counts as cooking.
See, that's a good question. If you define that, is it just like, you know, cooking some ramen noodles, or are you actually making a dish and falling asleep?
Well, because then you're like falling asleep on your feet, right? Like... I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how many of us actually have tough jobs? Like, how many of us are actually in a factory doing manual labor, and we're going to be too... I mean, most of us are working 9-to-5s, right? I just rolled out my day. That day was fun. I had a lot of fun. I got home that night, made dinner, because this is my week to make dinner. My wife and I split it up where every other week...
That's okay.
You know, the other is responsible for dinner. Yeah. So this happens to be my week. You know, got home, made a little dinner, did a little prep because I was able to sneak home before on the team.
Yeah,
so I did some prep. So when I got back at you know, a little after 7, I was able to finish the poke bowl that I made on Tuesday. So, like... What do you mean we're too tired? Like, we can't be...
Maybe there's just too many pages in the recipe book.
This makes me sad. Honestly, this makes me sad. Like, 1 in 5 of us is falling asleep. What does that say about us as a society? Like, 1 of 5 people are falling asleep making dinner.
And it's only in this country, by the way.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Spain doesn't have this problem.
Yeah,
well, because they take a nap in the middle of the day, so they figure that out.
Here's a question for you. People in the survey said these 2 days are their busiest days.
Okay.
So what are the 2 days they're referring to? That these are their busiest days, so most likely to fall asleep while cooking dinner on these 2 days specifically.
I'll say Monday and Thursday.
Adam, would you like to?
I'll say Monday and Wednesday.
Debbie, are you busy working or are you there? No, she's busy.
She fell asleep.
All right. There we go. Sorry. What was that?
What are the 2 busiest days according to these people in this survey?
Yeah, this would be one of them, and I think Thanksgiving. I think.
Oh, okay. You were thinking
specific days.
No. Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Are the busiest days, according to these people, who then also 20% said they fall asleep while they cook dinner.
All right. Gabe is just stunned.
I'm never going to get over that.
By the way, here's another thing for you on the sleep. Go ahead, sleep in all you want this weekend, Gabe, because a new study out of China says it could reduce your risk of a heart attack.
Yes.
Yeah. They found out that catching up on lost sleep just a couple of days a week can help undo all the damage from not getting enough shut-eye. So if you don't sleep much during the week, you can catch up on weekends, and that's good for you.
Yeah, I'm working 6 to 9 tomorrow morning.
And then you got a tea time Sunday morning.
And to that point, then you've just lost your weekend. Like, when are you supposed to have time to do anything else if you're asleep for 2 days?
That is good to know, because I feel like, you know, if you've lost sleep, you're like, well, I'm never going to catch up on that. So knowing that you can actually catch up on sleep is good to know.
Mm-hmm. Allow me to be the wet blanket, though, that is only one study.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one study. But
so
we're going
to
take
follow
it.
Up we're going to.
Hey, I'm going
to
grab that.
I'm going to cook a stir fry and let you know if I fall
asleep.
You
got a show to do, Gabe. Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee 94.5. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy up next. Thank you, sir. 6:57. Your headlines coming up.